Hello everyone, my name is Show Hotel / Jamani Sayer King, and you're listening to the podcast for anything problems. Now, I'm going to talk about the topic of suicide. Now, this might seem cringy or something like that, so if you just want to be mean or hateful, just leave, please. Thank you for leaving, too, if you left. Now, suicide. I get a lot of attraction from mostly females who like hurting themselves in a harmful way, or even mental way, like calling themselves ugly, stupid, dumb, you know what I'm saying? Words like that. And words like that can actually factually like hurt people. Like, and then they be cutting themselves with knives and blades and burning himself on stove tops and everything. And then like, I just sit there, cause like I can't do nothing. Like, all I can do is talk him down and pray that they don't go through with it. Now, in my case, I met a lot of people who said that they was gonna kill themselves many, many times, but never did. Now it's to the point when this female, I'm not her name, when this female just basically let me on, said that she's gonna kill herself multiple times, and then cut herself like she did a lot of times, and then she vanished for a year. Oh, and then she vanished for a year. And then came back after a year. It didn't block me after I blew her phone up. And I just sat there looking stupid. You know? So therefore, that's the thing of don't trust a lot of people unless you want to get hurt. And if you don't want to get hurt, then don't get hurt. But yeah. Now, a suicide necessarily means you're gonna go to hell. I don't know all that. Honestly, I don't think so. If you do that, all you're doing is just killing yourself. In my opinion. Like, you never know if there's a heaven or hell. Because people don't really live that long to tell. Like, if you think about it, how do you... People really keep track of what happened in time. Because you really don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't really know if it's really real. Like, God, he was saying that God can walk on water. But there's really no one alive that can prove that to us. Now, if the person was alive up to this day, and he's like, I saw it with my eyes, I'll believe him. Because that person was alive, they wanted to see it, like, to actually be in the time. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, no, I don't think suicide's a bad thing, but I do believe suicide affects people around you. So like, so if you kill yourself, the person that you know cares about you, and then you have to be disrespectful, non-caring person, selfish, to kill yourself, even though that you know that you're not alone, you know that people care about you, people know of your existence. And I hate people who are selfish. Why would you take your own life away when you know people love your life as much as you love your life? Yeah, that didn't make any sense, but you know, if you think about it, it kind of does. Now, at this point, I'm just rambling, but you know, it all makes sense. And then, so no, suicide, in my opinion, is not a bad thing unless you have people who actually cares about you. Like, now, if you're alone, like, really, really, really alone, like, no parents, no friends, like, a person not knowing that you exist, then you're alone. Like, completely. Like, not having an animal know you exist. You feel me? Like, it could be a stray dog, and it's a stray dog to you every day, you pet it every day. That dog knows you exist. And that dog, you know, needs you, basically. He doesn't feed it, you know, give it love. It needs you to this day. Or that cow, that, you know, and that squirrel that runs by, that gerbil, and I know you're not alone. Thank you, I'm sure it's